This is Disney Travel Tales, a Trip Report show helping you to become an expert at navigating your next Disney vacation. Join me every Friday for all things Disney related. Not traveling to Disney anytime soon? Never fear, we are still the show for you. Sit back, relax, and immerse yourself in someone else's trip. All the joy, none of the stress. All right, if you're ready, let's get to today's show. Hello and welcome to episode 109. I am here with Rebecca and she is going to share her recent trip to Disney with her family. And I'm super excited because Rebecca is a listener turned client turned guest. Listener, guest, turned client, turned guest.
Yes. Yeah. We love your podcast and we're listening to it before our first trip. And then we were so excited to record and do our first trip with you. And then you did an amazing job booking our most recent trip. And yeah, we just love your podcast.
Aw, I'm so excited. And I was so happy to help y'all plan this trip. I cannot wait to hear about it. So let's just dive into it. But why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience with Disney vacations?
Yeah. So I'm Rebecca. My husband is John. We have three girls, Cora, Ada, and Evie. They're 10, 8, and 5 for this trip. My husband and I have some experience from when we were younger, and then we went in 2022, in September 2022, and then this is our first return back. I mean, we love Disney and really enjoy it. I think I love it more than my husband, but he does really enjoy it. And so the kids are already like, you know, when are we going back? Yeah. And, you know, they're very sad to hear that they're probably not going on the next trip. So.
That's always some hard news to break. But mom and dad have to get away.
Yes. We've been telling them, but I don't think they believe us. That yeah. We really can't leave them at home.
That's so funny. Okay, so let's just dive into the details of this trip. What were your travel days?
So, we actually were at Disney from March 3rd until, I'm not even really sure, March 8th, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, 8th and 9th. I think we left on the 9th. But we drove this time. So we live in Texas. So it's basically a 2-day drive. So we actually left on March 1st. Mm-hmm. We picked up the kids from their co-op at like 2:30 and hit the road.
So how was the drive?
It was not bad. It really wasn't. I have mixed feelings about driving, mostly because it took away some of the like magical, but then my husband also is like, no, this was amazing to have our own car. So there are pros and cons, but the drive itself really wasn't bad. We kind of broke it up into 3 days since we left so late on Friday and did some stuff along the way so that it wasn't quite so monotonous, but yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah. And being that y'all went right before this spring break rush, but there were, from what I heard, like travel nightmares at the airport. So you might have saved yourself some heartache.
Yes. Well, and then we got back from Disney and then I just happened to also fly to go see some family. And it was spring break rushes. It was terrible. I mean, first of all, I'm getting TSA pre-check before I ever fly again.
Yes.
But I was really glad that I had not hauled the children to the airport.
Yeah, it can be. Flying can be so stressful. You get there quick, but then sometimes you're like, was it worth the stress? I don't know. I go back and forth with driving and flying all the time, so I get it. All right.
Well, now we've done both. So, and there are pros and cons. So.
Yeah. For sure. And it's nice now that Disney resorts have free parking. So if you do decide to drive, you do get to park there for free and you can go to the parks and park there for free as well when you're a Disney resort guest. So that's another perk if you decide to drive.
Yes. Yeah. It was really nice to not have to pay to be there for the parking.
Yeah. Okay. So what resort did y'all stay at? And let's talk a little bit about that and your thoughts about it.
Yeah. So we stayed at Port Orleans Riverside this time. I loved it so much more than I thought I was going to. We decided that we wanted to do a moderate resort this time because the kids wanted a slide. Mm-hmm. And so we had talked about Caribbean Beach, and we really liked the idea of the Skyliner, but their slide was, or their pool was being refurbished. So he said, oh, you should do Riverside. And I was like, okay, great. Yeah, it needs a qualification. That's a pool with a slide. That sounds great. But I was amazed how much we like the resort. It's so peaceful. And we watched all the YouTube videos and looked at all the stuff. It just loses something when you're not there and you can't hear it and just mm-hmm. experience it. It's so immersive, so peaceful. I mean, Coral will probably tell you later, but like it was, she loved it. She loved the resort, which I thought that they would have still preferred Art of Animation, where we stayed last time, because it's just so much over the top Disney. But they all really liked Port Orleans.
Yeah, this is actually one of, it's like my sleeper favorite resort, this one and then French Quarter, which is right next door. It is so peaceful. And I tell people that, but until you are there, you have no idea. Like, it is just so nice, especially after being at the busyness of the parks, to go back to this like quiet, nice resort.
Yes, it did not feel like you were at Disney at all.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad y'all liked it.
Yes. Yeah, it was awesome.
So y'all's room setup, y'all had a fifth sleeper, so you had two queen beds and the little pull-down bed, and that worked well for y'all?
Yeah, it was great. It, you know, was definitely smaller than the family suites, but it was still just fine. We were still able to pull our double stroller in. We got a corner room, which was really nice. I mean, you're just kind of luck of the draw, but with the two, it's really three windows because we, you know, had two in the front and one on the side. It was really spacious and the kids loved the fifth sleeper. It was awesome.
Okay, so you traveled with your husband, kids, and who else traveled with y'all?
Yes, so my brother Jacob and sister-in-law Stephanie joined us like later on our first day. Mm-hmm. They got in late that night. So that first day we got there, like we drove over, we made it over to Daytona Beach. We kind of ping-ponged across Florida a little bit and came back over and heard that our room is ready, like right at 2:30. So we got, you know, in a little bit early.
Nice.
And Kingdom Strollers was meeting us, and they were actually a little bit early, but I was like, it's raining and there's traffic, so I'm going to be right on time, which is kind of a miracle. So sorry, you're going to have to wait on me. But we got in and, you know, unpacked and everything. And then we did dinner, which I can talk more about, but we did dinner and just hung out at the pool and everything. And then I ran and got my brother and sister-in-law from the airport.
Nice. So what did y'all do for dinner?
We ate at Boatwright's Fair. We originally were going to do Ohana with everybody because that's just like right up my brother's alley, but they ended up needing to move their flight for some commitments at home. And so when they weren't coming, my kids, like, I love Ohana, but the kids are like, whatever. And I was like, I'm not taking y'all to Ohana for y'all to just waste food.
Yeah, so for sure.
We just did boat rides there at Port Orleans Riverside, and it was so good. I'm so glad that we did it. And like the service was really great. Our server Gina was really helpful with like helping us figure out how the dining plan worked. It was the first time we were really using it other than activating our mugs when we first got there. And so I was like, okay, we have this. Now, how do we use it? I'm like, hold our hand, please.
Yeah, it's so nice, especially too, to start off at a restaurant like that at the resort where it's not going to be so insane, that you can kind of learn the ins and outs. And most of the time, the wait staff, they know, especially by the time y'all went, they were pretty well-versed in the dining plan at that point.
Definitely. Like we, adult beverages are included, and you know, she was saying like, you know, this stuff is included except for these things. And it's really not very much that's not included. And John was like, how do I know? And she was like, just tell me what you want and I'll tell you, you can't have it because that's the easier way to do it. So
yes.
It was really awesome.
That's great. So what did y'all get to eat? Do you remember?
John had the prime rib, which he loved, said it was really delicious. I had the jambalaya. The girls did like milk and cookies for dessert. I don't remember what they had for meal, you know, something like very mac and cheese or whatever. But we really liked the cornbread. That was what they have for starters for everybody. That's just included. Because otherwise appetizers are separate. off the meal plan. And then we also, so John and I are not big drinkers. This trip is kind of funny because with the meal plan, we were like, oh, we paid for it. We were getting all of it.
So yeah.
We had to drink it like all of our meals. And I had a pineapple mule and kind of a turkey, but it was, he said it's like a whiskey sour and we both really like this.
Nice. That sounds so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. When the drinks are included, you have to get them.
Yes, I know. It was like, why would I not just,
right?
You know, I already paid for it. And that was kind of the thing. Like, we did, it was kind of challenging. Like, the kids like not kids food for some things, but they're still very, you know, mac and cheese connoisseurs. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit tricky, you know, using all of their, like, especially quick service credits. And, you know, I have notes about that all throughout my trip. But there were, so there, you know, like, pros and cons, but we did really like that it was just like, okay, sit down and order and it's included.
Yeah, it's just really nice. It kind of just takes that stress out, especially when you have kids. There's nothing worse than ordering your kids' food and they don't eat it and you have to pay for it.
Yes. And it was just one of those, like, we wanted to use it. So, you know, like, there at the end, we were like, okay, everybody's going to use one more meal.
Yeah.
But so that we didn't leave any on the table. But, you know, once we were ordering, it was really nice that it just included. We'd already paid for it.
Mm-hmm. And y'all had, just so listeners know, the full Disney dining plan, which has a table service meal, quick service meal, snack, and refillable mugs. So it's the full meal plans, the biggest one you can get.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, so that was first day and, you know, went over and got Jacob and Stephanie from the airport. And that was a whole thing because traffic even, I have a note that, I left the hotel at 10:30 PM. So like, even then traffic was super special trying to get in and out of the airport. Jacob was like tracking me and he was like, I can see you're like walking distance away, but I'm like, I'm just sitting in standstill traffic. I can't get to you. So anyway, but we got back and they were tired from swimming and were already asleep, which, I mean, they should be at like midnight, but that's always, all bets are off while we're at Disney.
For sure.
The kids are asleep. So I got Jacob and Stephanie over to their building. They were over in Arcadia in Magnolia Bend. And they're just, their rooms are really elegant and nice. So got them all set up and we had actually traveled with their luggage so that they didn't have to take any luggage. So we grabbed it from my room and took it to their room. And so anyway, and so before I went to bed that night, I got Jeannie for Hollywood Studios the next day.
Yay. That's the perk to staying up late.
Yes. One last thing to do the next morning.
For sure. All right. So let's talk about this park day. Hi, this is Jenny, just popping on with some exciting news. I've started a Facebook group just for you. I'm really excited about this because not only will this be a great opportunity to get to know each other, but this is also a safe space to talk all things Disney. Members can share travel tips, resort tips, likes and dislikes, and the best part is this will give you an opportunity to talk to the guest on the show and ask them questions about their trips. I was trying to think of a fun name for us, and Disney Travel Tales Podcast Clubhouse came to mind. This is a private group, and of course, I will not allow anyone to be bullied or talked down to. I just want this space to be positive and fun. Check the show notes for a link to join, or just search Disney Travel Tales Podcast Clubhouse in Facebook. I can't wait to see you over there.
So I got up, you know, like 6:50, was rolling out of bed right before it was time to book our first thing. John was already up and gone. He's training for marathon. So as if we're not going to walk enough this day, he was out running.
Nice.
So I got us a Jeannie booked for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway for all of us. And then got the kids up and we were all getting ready and Jacob and Stephanie came over to our room and they had a gift for us. And so we, you know, like all gathered around and opened our gift and found out that they're going to have a baby.
Oh my gosh.
So we're That's so exciting. They were like, you know, we were going to tell you soon anyway, but you really need to know.
Yeah.
Disney and it affects what rides. Stephanie is, Jacob struggles with motion sickness, and Stephanie is the, you know, the cool aunt that's going to like hop on all the rides with the kids.
Yeah.
So she was like, what did you get booked for us? Like, can I do it?
Yeah.
So, it was really exciting news.
And, oh, it's so fun.
It's like, they did not stand. Like that night, Evie was like, Mom, is Stephanie pregnant? So anyway, it just took a little bit to sink in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's sort of funny. I'm a midwife. So like they're around babies and birth and all this stuff all the time. So just when it's your own family, they're kind of like, what's going on?
Right.
So anyway, so the, you know, we were not moving quite as fast as I would have liked to, but it was all okay. You know, like our goal had been like, go do early entry, but we're not morning people. Mm-hmm. And then there was just a lot of moving pieces that morning. So we were like, we're going to take the bus. We're going to utilize our transportation. And we walked all the way down. I knew that there are bus stops throughout the back of the resort, but I mean, we had a big stroller and I was just like, let's go up to the front so that hopefully we're getting on the bus at the beginning of the route around. And we got there and there's not a sidewalk around to get to like the different stations at the bus stop. So, you know, one station's for like Magic Kingdom and Epcot and the next one's for Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. And we couldn't get to where we needed to go for all the people that were waiting on the other buses. So we're standing there in this crowd of people and our bus like stops. There's nobody to get on it and leaves. And I'm like, no, it's us.
Oh my God.
We just can't get there. So we were like, okay, what time is the next bus? And it was like, you know, 15, 20 minutes. And I was like, nope, never mind. Turn around, hike to the car, which took us, you know, like 15 or 20 minutes. And we just got in the car and drove to Hollywood Studios. So we did not make it into the parks until like 9:40 that morning. So we got in and we, that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway was, booked for 10:05. So we got in, we just took some pictures and meandered around and then went and rode the Mickey and Minnie's, which is a fan favorite for our family.
It's so good. I love that ride.
Yes. It's, you just, you can't really beat it. It's so sweet and nostalgic, but also fun for everybody.
For sure.
Yeah. Yes. So we did that. And then afterwards, you know, just herding everybody through the bathroom. And then we got popcorn. And one of my goals, but it was really just my goal, it was nobody else's goal on this trip, was to do some more stage shows and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over to Beauty and the Beast on stage. We sat right behind where the sound booth is because that's something that my brother and my dad do professionally is do AV. So we're like, oh, that'd be cool to like be able to see them working and also see the show. And about halfway through the show, somebody came running up to AV booth and there was a medical emergency over on the side. And so they actually stopped the show and they had all of us leave so they could handle the emergency. Mm-hmm. So we didn't finish it and we never made it back to it, but it was really interesting to see like how those things are handled.
Yes,
and yeah,
for sure.
So, so in the parking stall was amazing and the kids were loving it. So really awesome. So after this, we were trying to figure out what exactly, you know, like we now had some time to kill that we hadn't planned on. Jacob loves Tower of Terror. That's, he can do the up and down, but he can't really do like spinny and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So he wanted to do that. And John was like, I'll go do that with you. Ada was the only child that was willing to go try it.
Nice.
We had kind of scared the children with that being their first big thing last time.
Right.
And they had not forgotten. So Ada was like, I'll go with you, which she did not enjoy it. So they went off to go do that. And I took Stephanie and the other two girls and we went over and met Olaf. We got a genie for it, but we really probably didn't need it. It was, you know, just like a stand there for 5 minutes and then go in and meet them. But it was really cute to go meet them. So we did that, and then we headed over towards Toy Story Land. We had already planned to meet over there. One of my kiddos has the disability services, and so we had a pre-selection, and so we just needed to head over into Toy Story Land to do that. And then I had also now booked some Genie in that area. So we headed that way. On the way, we stopped off and watched some of the cute, like, sidewalk art. And we also met Max and Goofy, which was so fun. I'd never met them. So that was so fun. And they did such a good interaction. Mm-hmm. So met them. And then we got over into Toy Story Land. They did, I mean, we did all of it, basically. We did Toy Story Mania and Slinky Dog. And, you know, it was various combinations of us based on sickness and pregnancy.
Yeah.
And various things. And then we pressed pennies and alien swirling saucers. And then it was time for our Roundup Rodeo lunch reservation. So we had a 150 reservation over there. And they were able to get us pretty much right in.
Nice.
Yeah. So, it was cute. I had read so many mixed things about Roundup Rodeo with barbecue, and we're from Texas, so we're very particular about barbecue, but we were all pleased with it.
Nice.
Everybody was happy with what they got. I mean, Cora's biggest complaint was that she thinks the beans were spicy, and I'm like, I don't think they're spicy, but okay. But they were delicious. Everything was really good. The bread was good. I mean, no complaints. It was a lot of food on a pretty warm day. Even in March, it's still pretty warm there. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of food to, you know, just be eating in the middle of a park day.
Yeah.
But it was really good. The desserts were delicious. It was a great experience.
That's good to hear, because I feel like too, the older the restaurant gets, the better it gets. I know when it first opened, there were so many bad reviews. And a lot of people were scared to go there, but I do feel like I'm hearing it's better than it was. So that's great.
Yes. Well, and I was like, I don't know if people are getting it poor reviews because it's maybe not good, or if it's just because they're like, this is what I expect. Like, I know that we don't need to eat Mexican food at Disney. Like, we're not going to like it. We're going to like the, you know, Tex-Mex that we get at home.
Yep.
So, like, I know to not even try. But it was such a fun atmosphere that I was like, well, we'll give this a try. And it was well worth it. You know, we did the freezing for Andy Cunning twice. And then there's lots of other announcements, you know, about like yard sales or things
that's
like that
cute.
Throughout that the girls really liked.
That's fun. I love it. Well, I'm glad that was a great experience for y'all.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it was a good time. Like, we like to use that instead of going back to the hotel for a break. We like to just sit and be in air conditioning for a while. It was really nice.
Nice. That's great.
So after that, we were heading over into, I don't even know what the Star Wars land is called, but Star Wars land.
Yeah, Galaxy's Edge.
Yes, so we were headed over into Galaxy's Edge, and we went over and did Rise of the Resistance. This is the first time for all of us to do it.
Oh,
we didn't
really?
Even try to do it last uh-huh. time, and it's kind of mixed as to whether or not it's considered pregnancy safe, but we looked at it, and it was like, it was fine for her. I wouldn't necessarily say that for everybody, but for her, as early as she was, it was just fine. And so we went and did it, and we were like, we understand, like, why people wait for this and why it's such a big deal. It was amazing. My brother Jacob was a band director. He has his own business now, but he was a band director. And so he used to chaperone these huge trips of, you know, like 100 something kids to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always like, why they stood in line all day. That's all they did was they stood in line to do this one ride, and I don't get it. He was like, I don't know that I would have stood in line all day like that, but now I understand why my students were doing that. So,
yeah, it's so great.
Yeah, it was awesome. And so we did that, and then we headed over. We had a Genie Plus somewhere in all of this. I don't know, you know, exactly like when I had what booked or whatever.
Right.
I had a Genie Plus for Star Tours, and so we headed over there, and the Genie Plus was actually supposed to have happened while we were in our dining reservation. And I took my receipt and was like, hey, we were in a dining reservation. And he was like, oh, it doesn't matter. And I was like, oh, I thought that if you were in dining that you're supposed to just be able to go through. And I was like, okay, well, it's also a walk-on. So I'm happy to just, it's 5 minutes of a wait. And he was like, oh, okay, well then just cancel it and you can go in the lightning lane. And I was like, I don't want to make a thing about it. Like, we can just go through standby. Mm-hmm. It's fine. He was like, just this once. So anyway, it's a cute, nostalgic thing. I remember doing that when we were there as, you know, like teenagers. Yeah. So it's always fun. And so we did that, and then we caught the last Indiana Jones show of the day. And it's just a nice, again, I remember watching it. I remember doing it. The kids are still fascinated by it, but yeah, for us adults, it's a nice place to sit down. Yep. So we did that, and then, went over and did, I mean, we got snacks and all of the stuff. We also began our own, you know, this trip search. It always seems like in this park, we're hunting for cotton candy, which we did eventually find this day. So we went and found some cotton candy and Mickey bars and all of that. And then we went and did the Frozen sing-along adventure. Evie was so adorable. She had brought some Frozen ears, and she hadn't really been wearing them or had been wearing other ones. And for this, she very intentionally like dug those out of the backpack so she could put on her Frozen ears for the sing-along adventure.
So cute.
Yeah. So then after that, we headed back over into Galaxy's Edge. And John got the Cocoa Puff coffee. I don't know what it is. He liked that. He's a big coffee drinker. That was pretty strong, honestly. Like, if you like strong coffee, that's for you.
It is very strong.
And I got Bloom and Green milk just so that everybody could try. Some Jacob and Stephanie hadn't had it, which my kids were very, like, they were over it. They didn't like Bloom and Green milk this time. So we were actually dumping Blue and Green milk out of our like refillable mugs in the parking lot that night because we just put them in there for a safe spot and then nobody drank it. So a few sips and then we moved on. It's still so fun though. Like, I think I'd probably get it next time. We did Millennium Falcon. The older two girls really wanted to pilot this time. I was like, okay, we're just going to have to see, like, it'll be luck of the draw. But having a larger group made it a little bit easier to make that happen. So they piloted with Jacob and Stephanie, and Evie was something. I don't know what she was. Uh-huh. But Ada and Cora were pilots. And then John and I were in a group with a bunch of strangers. And so we got, which I get it. Like, I understand why people like to pilot. So I had all kinds of jokes and was cracking everybody up with, like, you know, his bad driving jokes. Anyway,
so good.
Bad jokes.
I love it.
And so it was, by the time we got off of Millennium Falcon, it's night. And Star Wars Land at night is really cool. So we did some pictures. The stormtroopers were over there outside of the Millennium Falcon, and so they were talking to them. Cora was so funny. She like was giving them like heart hands, and they were, you know, like laughing at her. And I was like, "We're the bad guys.
Right.
We don't." She just was like, "That's fine." And Ada was just asking them like why they decided to go to the dark side, and they were like, "We don't answer questions." Anyway, it was really fun.
That's great.
And so then we headed over. We mobile ordered at Catalina Eddie's for dinner because we knew that we were going to go do Fantasmic. So that headed everybody in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And on this, you know, time, I also grabbed a fun light up balloon. I had wished that I'd grabbed one, but then I was like, it's too late in the trip to get it. So I made sure we got it on the first night.
Nice.
And so we ate at Catalina Eddie's, and then actually I took my family of five back, and we went and did Slinky Dog again to go do it at night, which, oh, that was one of my favorite parts of the trip.
Oh, that's
fun. It was
amazing.
It feels faster at night.
Mm-hmm.
And Toy Story Land at night, I mean, it's a close tie with Galaxy's Edge. It's amazing.
That's so cool. I've never been at Hollywood Studios at night.
Hey, it's Jenny, just popping on real quick. Make sure to stay up to date with all things Disney news, all things Disney Universal cruising related by following me on Instagram at Disney Travel Tales. You can also find me on Facebook at Disney Travel Tales as well. If this episode is making you want to plan a Disney vacation, then I would love to help you. All of my services are completely free to my clients, so there really is no reason not to use a travel agent. Most people don't realize that when you go and book your own Disney vacation, you are already paying that travel agent fee. So why not take advantage of that and get all of those services that you're already going to be paying for? I would love to help you plan your next trip, so make sure to check the show notes for information on how to get in contact with me, my quote form, my email, and yeah, let's make 2024 the year you go to Disney.
Never. So yeah, I'm going to have to do that my next trip.
Yeah, it was amazing. And it's also like, it's just because it's just not as hot. Mm-hmm. I feel like you can walk around and just sort of enjoy it. We were not going slow. I mean, we were like, make a beeline there, get there, ride it, get off, do the Disney fast walk back.
Yeah.
We have to go, you know, get to Fantasmic. But it was really nice. I wish that I had realized that they had the, I saw on the schedule, but I didn't know what it was. The shows on the front of the Chinese theater, they have those projection shows. Mm-hmm. If I had realized that, we probably would have mobile ordered and sat somewhere over there. There were lots of tables open, and we could have just sat and had dinner and been watching the projections. Mm-hmm. And not really have been in the crowd. Like, there was a crowd, but it was, you know, there were good places that you could sit on the sides and still see and not be in the crowd.
That's a great tip.
So a note for another trip.
Yes, that's a great tip.
So we rushed back over and made it to Fantasmic, which we were able to, we hadn't done Fantasmic dining or anything. We just, you know, got what seats we got. And we did get there. Oh, I don't remember what it, like right at 9, I think it was. Mm-hmm. The show was at 9:30. And, so we got there at 9 and we were able to get great seats, and we were sitting far enough down that we wished that we had had our jackets, because like with the water misting and a good breeze coming through, it was pretty chilly. But it was great. There's food in there. If you didn't know, I didn't know that. So there's food in there if you want to just, you know, go in and grab your food and sit down in there to eat. Cora got churros. That was like one of her top requests this trip, when I had been asking, like, what does everybody want to do? She's like, well, I want churros. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I bet we can get some of those too. So we got her some mini churros. And Fantasmic was amazing. John really loved it. I mean, it's an amazing show. Mm-hmm. And I remember loving it when I was a teenager and was there, but they didn't have it back when we were there in 2022. Mm-hmm. And so this is the first time we've really seen it since then. And it's like all the Disney nostalgia, and you have a place to sit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're bleachers, but, you know, that's fine. You get to sit, and it's, you know, you're not having to like peer around people's shoulders because they're also sitting. I'm like, this is my kind of Disney nighttime entertainment.
Yeah. It's a fun show.
Yeah. It's awesome. So we did that, and then we headed out. We, you know, hiked back out to the car and drove home.
Did y'all get in any traffic leaving the park, like getting out of the parking lot?
No, they had, the crowds had definitely been going down throughout the day. Mm-hmm. As we were there. And that was the only showing of Fantasmic that night. And we did fill the amphitheater. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we were walking out to, I mean, nearly empty streets. Like, I took pictures of Jacob and Stephanie in front of Tower Chair with, like, nobody. There's nobody around.
Yeah.
So it was fine.
So what was the crowd level like at this park on this day overall?
Earlier in the day, it was definitely higher. I made a note. I didn't make a lot of these notes, but I did make a note that when we went to Minnie and Mickey's at the beginning of the day with our genie, it was a 70-minute standby already at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So crowds were up from like our comparison point would have been in September. Before, they were definitely more than September overall, and I felt like crowds got, I don't know if it was the park or just the date, mm-hmm. But they got busier as the week went on.
Yeah.
But I could also tell that, like, when we were leaving and then the next week's worth of crowds, like, was insane.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So we were definitely on, like, the beginning of things picking up, but it wasn't too bad, especially in Hollywood Studios mm-hmm. that day.
And what was the weather like?
Okay. So I went in March back in, like, 2015, mm-hmm. something like that. And I remember wearing jeans and t-shirts. I even pulled pictures trying to figure out what to pack. And we wore jeans and t-shirts, and we usually had jackets tied around our waist. And I remember waiting for the bus, wanting my jacket and things like that, and wanting it at night. But the only time we wanted a jacket was at Fantasmic. It was quite warm. You still need, like, I didn't take our cooling towels for some reason. I was like, it's March. We don't need these. We should have taken them. The kids wish they had them a couple of times, and I didn't take, I think I took one or two of our little fans. Mm-hmm. We ended up buying a fan in one of the gift shops. So you still need all of your typical Disney gear because mm-hmm. of that humidity.
Yeah, it's just so unpredictable because we went in spring break in 22 and there were 2 days it was cold and then 2 days it was hot. So it is, I mean, it's kind of like Texas. You really never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Yes. And we did. We packed shorts and jeans and leggings for everybody mm-hmm. because I was like, I don't know what we'll get when we're there. So we were prepared for all of it.
So y'all just went back to your resort and went to bed, or what'd y'all do?
Yeah. So we just went back and went to bed. I mean, by the time, you know, we got everybody through the shower and everything, it was past midnight. I bought Genie Plus again before I went to bed that night. So yeah, it was a late night.
Nice. That sounds like a really fun day though. Y'all got so much done.
Yeah, we really did. There was really nothing in Hollywood Studios that I was like, oh, I wish we had gone back, you know, like maybe having gone back and grabbed the rest of the Beauty and the Beast, but that's just fine, you know.
Yeah.
But we really got everything done that we wanted to get done.
That's fantastic. And this, y'all did not have park hoppers, and this is one of the reasons I tell people, you don't always need a park hopper because you can literally spend your day at a park and be totally satisfied.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
So the next day we were doing Magic Kingdom. And so at 7 a.m., I was trying to get on the Tron virtual queue. I did not. By 7:01, they were like, it's full. And I was like, I'm still trying.
That's
what are you talking about? I don't understand how they go so fast. But we did not get that, but that's fine. We did get Peter Pan for $2.50 that afternoon. So we walked back to the bus, and I mean, we just like walked up and we were like, nope, never mind. We were turning around, and we knew that there were enough people that we wouldn't have made the first mm-hmm. bus anyway. And we were just like, never mind. Like, it's not worth it. Let's go to the car, which I asked you before we left, like, you know, which park should we like drive to versus mm-hmm. just take bus transportation to? And you've been like, well, you know, if you drive to Magic Kingdom, it's the Ticket Transportation Center. And so I really was not happy about driving this morning. You know, in our van, like, we have a minivan, so, like, everybody can fit in it, and that's fine. But also, it looks exactly like, you know, we had three children across four states in our minivan right now. So I was just like, this is very unmagical to go get in the car and drive. So I was already a little bit sour grapes when we got there. And then we arrived, and my brother was like, oh, but it'll be so fun that they're going to ride the ferry and, you know, it'll be great. And we get there and the ferry is broken down in the middle of the lake with a boat full of people on it.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Yeah. Feel really bad for whoever was on that boat. Nice. I mean, they sorted it out. But now there's this like flood of people coming back that had been in line over there. And we're now getting in line for the monorail, and cast members are trying to set up, you know, like the winding lines mm-hmm. just as fast as they possibly can, because there's such an influx of people now. They were not expecting that. It took us an hour and 10 minutes to get to Magic Kingdom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, I cannot believe this. This is insane. We've been doing better on time this morning, but I mean, that just...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we get in, and which it was nice that, you know, like we had already done security. So like we did security, like going through. So like that was really nice. You know, maybe a normal morning without a fairy catastrophe, this would have been a much, you know, more enjoyable, more relaxing experience.
Yeah, because the ferry holds so many people. Like, so it really, the monorail line wouldn't be, it still would be long, but it would not be that long because the ferry holds so many people. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad for the people stuck on the ferry.
I know, I don't know how they solved it, but it did. Like that night, we took the ferry back out.
Yeah.
I sent somebody running ahead and was like, "Come make sure that ferry's running before we get over there." So,
oh my gosh, it's crazy.
I'm curious. Like I was curious what the evacuation for the Skyliner, like how they handle that if something goes wrong. Now I'm really curious. Like, do we just take small boats out to them? Like, what happens? So, yes, yeah, so, you know, some interesting details that I'm sure they have to work out.
Oh yeah.
So we got in, and by this time, I mean, the kids are already like, "Where's the bathroom?" Because it's been such a long transportation experience. So we went to the bathroom, and then we all wanted to ride the train. It was down for the building of Tron last time we were there, and I mean, as kids, like we always rode the train at Disney, and then we have always been season pass holders to Six Flags, and we always enjoy riding the train at Six Flags, and all just trains are very nostalgic for us. So it was high on everybody's list to do. So we were like, it's right here. Let's just go get on the train. And the kids wanted to go back to Fantasyland anyway. And I was like, we'll just go right back there and get off and get started. It's an interesting thing having like my 10-year-old and 8-year-old are still interested in riding some of the, like, you know, the Barnstormer and Dumbo and all of that. And the 5-year-old, of course, really wants to still do all of that. But then they're also starting to get into roller coasters. So it's hard to get all of that. Like, I'm like, that's everything. Like, I can't make everything fit in a day.
Right.
So, we went back there and did a Barnstormer and, you know, which of course there's like no line back there. Like it was 10 minutes standby. It was great. So we did that and we went and did Dumbo, which is a 10-minute standby. We stopped and let the kids play the playground because it was available and they were like, well, we're not handing out pagers because it's a 10-minute wait. Just let us know when you want to get back in line.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fine. So later we did Dumbo. We went and did some shopping over at Big Top Sears and got pretzels and then did Tomorrowland Speedway. I booked that on Genie Plus for like 10 minutes later. It wasn't long at all. We did lots of eating. Stephanie got a bowl from Cheshire Cat coffee shop and just got birthday cupcake, which was really cute. And then at Tomorrowland Speedway, we had pulled all these pictures from one of our trips, our March trip to Disney as a family back in like, I can't remember, 2014, 2015, something like that. And there's a picture of my mom sitting on a blue car waving.
Aww.
And we were able to recreate it. We had tried last time to do this, but just with John, and then, you know, like I had one kid in the car and he's got the other kids, and like, how do we do this? But we had enough adults with us this time that like we lined it up and I got a blue car and was able to sit down and take a picture, turn side. Anyway,
that's so
we were
fun.
Really glad. We were really glad we were able to make that happen. We tried to get the same number, but we don't think there's a blue 70 anymore.
Oh,
we couldn't find it anywhere.
Maybe there isn't.
So then we just went right across to Starlight Rays for lunch and just did, you know, chicken tenders and things like that. Nice air-conditioned place to sit down. Tons of seating, which was really nice. And then we left there and we went over to Seven Dwarfs. I don't know. I think he was doing something during all this, but she went off and did something for us to go do Seven Dwarves, and we're in line and it's 12:50 and I'm, you know, watching to get in the virtual queue for Tron at 1:00. And so Jacob did the, you know, world clock and I'm like sitting there hitting refresh and I'm, oh my goodness, like we're going to be getting on the ride as I'm still trying to do this. Like I'm going to miss this because we're on a ride. And right as we were pulling away, I hit refresh one more time and I was able to get boarding group 120.
Yay!
So we were like, the cart is moving and I'm like, Done. Okay, put the phone in the pocket. So
that's great.
Yeah, it worked out great. So then after this, it was time for our Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique reservation. So I don't know. John, Jacob, and Stephanie went off and did other things. They went, I know they were shopping for a onesie because they took pictures to do their announcement while they were at Disney. Yay. So they were doing that and just some other things like that. They just kept themselves entertained. Stephanie did end up coming and joining us not very long after we got there. So we went in and they, you know, we brought our own dresses. I wanted to make sure that we had dresses that fit everybody, which really was not a necessary concern. Like, they had so many sizes and so much selection.
That's good to know.
So I just was being overly concerned and had brought our own dresses. I did let them pick out a couple of like little accessories and some things like that to add to the, and then we waited a little bit longer than what we would have normally because I had asked if we could have them all seated together instead of having, you know, stylists spread out throughout the salon. So I was like, if we could all just be together so that Sunny and I can just watch them all at once.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we can. There's a space for that, but it's going to make you wait a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fine. It's worth it.
Yes.
So we did. We waited. I mean, still very reasonable. And then they were all able to sit. Like, and it was like almost like a private room. Like, I think it's where, like, if you're booking a, you know, birthday party all together or something like that. So they did it. I think this was one of my very favorite parts of the trip. The girls, they loved it. They really enjoyed it. None of them think this is their favorite part, but I think it was special for us. And Stephanie really loved watching them. It was amazing.
Yeah, because it's just like a moment in time, especially with your oldest being 10. Before you know it, like, she's going to be so different. And then it happens so fast because my daughter's 11 now. And it's just like, where did the time go? So that's just really sweet. I love to hear that.
And this was, I mean, that was really the reason we did it. We didn't do it last time. Our attitude for our last trip was very much like, you're going, I'm like, we might go back in 5 years, you know, like, it's going to be a while before we go back, if we go back. And this time I'm like, okay, so I know we're coming back, you know, it's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
But for Cora, I was like, I don't remember what the age cutoff is, but it's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want to make sure you get a chance to do this before you're too old.
Yeah.
The stylists were so sweet. It was amazing. And then they took us over to Sir Mickey's for a photo shoot, which was amazing. And the photographers in there were just, they were amazing. They had all these cute props and knew how to pose the girls. And there were some magic shots. And it was just... it was great. Those are definitely pictures that will be framed and, you know, hung up at home. It was really awesome. As we came out, John and Jacob met us outside of Sir Mickey's, and they found the past photographer on the backside of the castle. And so they went right over there, and John was wearing his princess security shirt that day. So he went and took pictures with the girls and all their cute little outfits. And so we did another little photo shoot over there. And then the parade was coming. And so we had looked at getting a genie for the parade, but we really didn't know if we would be out of Bibbidi Bobbidi in time. So we were like, well, let's just, you know, we'll just see. And we were able to go and watch it. It was great. I miss the cavalcades. There are so many people. If you are thinking about going and watching the parade, definitely get the genie.
Yeah.
Everybody that had booked the genie are like sitting on the curbs over there. Like, it looks so relaxed and lovely. And we're over here like packed like sardines and trying to peek around, you know, somebody's shoulder. It was not my favorite crowd moment.
Yep. It sounds about right.
So Jacob and Stephanie had somewhere in all of this acquired their onesie. So they went off to go take pictures for announcements. And we went and rode the carousels. The girls wanted to do the carousel. And I was like, hey, that's fine. But like, I want you to ride it with your dress on so that I can take pictures of y'all with your dresses on the carousel. So we went and did that. And during this time, I thought it was so fun. There was a little boy that had been in the Bippity Boppity Boutique, and he was dressed as Prince Charming, and it was adorable. And he pulled the sword out of the stone while we were on the carousel. Yeah.
What? I've never seen that.
Yeah. So, like, we're, like, coming to a stop on the carousel, and everyone's, like, applauding this, like, four-year-old that just pulled the sword out.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. That's so great. Yeah.
It was so cool. And it was just, I mean, extra cute. Like, I'm sure it's cute always, but, you know, that he's, like, dressed up in his really cute little outfit. Yeah, it was so fun. So then we went over, and it's time for our Genie Plus for Peter Pan, which this day, like, we were definitely more aware of the crowds. And this lightning lane, like, even in the lightning lane, it was, like, all the way out of Peter Pan. It was a really long line. Mm-hmm. So we waited in that line. I had also, we had missed a Buzz Lightyear Genie Plus reservation for, I said that, for Buzz Lightyear. So we canceled that because I was just like, never mind. Like, let's not try to go get all of that. And we went over to, I booked a Haunted Mansion. So after Peter Pan, we went and did, we went and got snacks. We did Mickey bars, which I got to unfortunately test that theory about dropped Mickey bars. Ada had, I think she had her first bite out of it, and she's trying to be so careful in her Ariel costume, and it just goes splat on the ground. And so I just scooped it up and was taking it to the trash. And I wasn't even going to, like, say, I'm just going to go buy her another Mickey bar and move on. And we've been off to the side. And I was really surprised the cast member, like, she saw it happen. And, like, she was already serving somebody else. And she just, like, you know, kind of reached back around and handed me a Mickey bar.
That's awesome.
As I walked back by. So it was pretty awesome. But it was warm enough this day that, like, even with that, this Mickey bar is melting, like, as fast as she could eat it. I was pretty much holding it and, like, hand feeding it to her, and trying to keep her clean in her princess costume. So it was a whole thing. So we did that. And then we saw that Tiana was waving from, I don't know what building that is, but, we were over near, like, where they have the Sleepy Hollow waffles and the Christmas store. Mm-hmm. And she was in upstairs, like, window waving.
Oh, interesting.
Out.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. So, we just happened to be over there. Stephanie wanted, a Sleepy Hollow waffle. And so we were just standing around killing time. And so we were all waving and saying hi to Tiana.
That's fun.
And then we were going around to head into, I think, this Adventureland, to go do Jungle Cruise. And we saw that the spring rolls were out, which I had not managed to do last time, and I've heard such good things about them. I don't get it. they're fine, but people talk about them like they are the most amazing snack in the world, and I'm like, I mean, the pizza ones, I'm like, they're like pizza rolls, and the cheeseburger ones, my note says that they are slightly better, but still okay. anyway.
I think it's because people are just starving and they need something and it tastes so good when they eat it.
yes. And that's fair. It was good. It was just, I don't know what I was expecting, but I had very high expectations with how much people love them.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I mean, it's a fried pizza thing. It's a fried cheeseburger thing. So, and for the cheeseburger things, it has pickles in it. So you have to like pickles.
Yes.
Yeah. So we did that, and then we went and did Jungle Cruise. We did Jungle Cruise last time during the dark, and I was like, it leads to something. You just can't see what they're talking about, really. Yeah. It's just not the same. So it was definitely nicer to ride it during the daytime. Our skipper was doing a really good job. And she also, like, there was some kind of a holdup. So we get to the end, and there's just, like, all this dead time. And she, I mean, like, she was working hard to, like, keep it going, and, like, more jokes. And I'm just like, this is impressive. I would have been like, okay, and now I'm just sit here and watch the water.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've got nothing else for you. So,
they're so good. We had that happen to us, and she was so funny, and it's impressive. It really is.
Yes. And the fact that they have that, like, high energy that they're doing all the way through that cruise. And then, I mean, like, you get off and they just take another boat around and they have to do that again. And I'm like, no, I would be exhausted after one ride around.
Yeah, you have to be an extreme extrovert to be a skipper.
Yes, yeah. I think so. So we were headed over to go do our Haunted Mansion now. So it was time for Haunted Mansion. So we were, like, kind of going quickly to get over there. I'm watching, you know, as they're calling Tron groups, I knew it was coming soon. Mm-hmm. And so I ran through Pecosville, which, you know, like, you can go in one side and, like, come out the other. And so I kept everybody walking on the outside. I ran in and swapped out fuel rod, you know, charging station swap in there. And so I was swapping that out, and right as I came out that door over there, I found my children standing in a clap box outside of Bakersville's. So they had their bells, and they were just cheering for them, and my kids just loved that. They were, like, hopping in and out of that clap box.
So cute.
Mary John had gotten in the clap box earlier when I was inside finding the fuel rod slot, so it was a lot of fun.
That's cute. I love it.
Yes. So we went and did our Haunted Mansion. The kids are still, like, we have really, poor things, we have really traumatized them with that experience on Tower of Terror. Because, again, like, Evie was like, Mom, is this gonna drop? And I'm like, no. It's such a simple, like, you just sit and ride. They were a lot more calm after we were like, no, I promise, it's okay. They believed us.
Yeah.
And, you know, sat through the ride. But there was lots of, like, is this real, Mom? And I'm like, it's all imagineering and pretend, you know. Lots of that. But, you know, trying not to, like, talk loudly and ruin it for everybody else. And, yeah. So we did that. And right as we were getting out, we got called for our Tron lightning group or whatever.
Good timing.
Yeah. You know, yes. So we did have, I don't know what it's called, the mountain one over there.
Space Mountain?
No.
Big Thunder?
Kind of. Yes, Big Thunder. So we hadn't done Big Thunder. The kids wanted to, but I was trying to figure, I was like, I don't think we have time to go all the way to Big Thunder and then all the way to Tron and still make it within our hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I canceled it and booked a Buzz in its place. And then we headed over to Tron. We got there, and because we have somebody that uses DAS, we were able to just move to Lightning Lane
once
we got there, which I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
We essentially got another return time. So we, you know, all walked up there, and we were expecting them to give us, like, a comeback at this time. And they were like, oh, no, like, just go. And I was like, oh, okay. So we went up. I knew that I needed to sit in the upright seat. I had surgery last year, and I still don't sleep on my stomach. And I was like, I'm not going to try to ride a roller coaster leaning forward. Mm-hmm. Like, that sounds like a bad idea. And I don't know how I would explain this to my doctor if it didn't go well. So, so I was like, okay, I'm going to ride in the upright seats. And they were like, well, we can still seat you guys all together. You're just going to have to wait, you know, a little bit. So we waited off to the side for a while until there was an upright seat for us. Jacob watched this from outside for a minute as we were walking up, and he was like, yeah, I mean, I think I can do it. I was like, everything I've read says that it's really smooth and fast, and people say it's really short. And he was like, okay, I'll give it a try. He should not have.
No.
He felt so yucky after this. I don't know. I would have to write it again to feel like I could form a good opinion about it. But however fast you think it goes faster. Just
yeah.
So that you know, it is really fast. It is not your typical Disney ride.
It did your girls ride it?
Cora and Ada did. Evie's not tall enough.
Okay.
So Evie and Stephanie had gone off and they were doing something together. But yeah, Cora and Ada rode it. I don't think that we'll ever get Cora back on it. She did not like it at all. Ada, I think that she, you know, taller. She's more of our daredevil. So mm-hmm. I think she was okay with it. John didn't super like the seating. And then Jacob was just like, don't talk to me. It was just all green after that. So,
No.
I feel about it. But in the upright seats, other than just being fast and being startled by how fast it was, I'm like, it's fine. I just don't know that I have a good opinion yet because yes. I was so surprised by, I mean, like my eyes are like watering as we're going.
It's so fast. Like, and even I've read it 4 times and it is every time still startles me how fast it is.
Yes. I just, especially from outside, it doesn't look, it looks like maybe a little bit faster than Slinky Dog fast.
Yeah.
As it goes by.
Way faster.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. So it's still fine. It's not some of these like really big roller coasters mm-hmm. that are out there, but you know, like in other parks, but it's definitely more than anything else that I've ridden at Disney.
Yeah, so. For sure.
So then after that, we went to go do Buzz. We know it was time for our Buzz. And Jacob was like, no, there's no way I'm getting on Buzz. So he and Stephanie were off doing something and we did Buzz. And then afterwards, John, it was about time for fireworks, and John had zero interest in the crowds associated with fireworks, and especially after, you know, that little taste at the parade, he was just like, nope. And so he went hiking off to the other side of the park to go get turkey legs for himself and Stephanie, and we just did we mobile ordered from the luncheon pad. Something that was interesting is the, it's especially the children's quick service credits. They're really hard to use. Like there are some places that are like, this is a child's meal,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of the places you don't have a variety. Like I couldn't get them a pretzel and whatever, or a hot dog and whatever, and it'd be a child quick service credit. Mm-hmm. It had to be like chicken tenders, and that's it.
Yeah.
So if your kids like anything beyond that, it's a little bit tricky to use. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just do 2 mobile orders or I'll just pay cash for this. But if you have dining service credits, you can't just pay cash. You have to use your credits if you're going to mobile order.
Yes.
So I was like, never mind. I'm just going to go up there and order, which was fine. It was no big deal. But it was just an interesting like learning curve with how the dining plan works.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up there, got some food again, which, you know, like all of those nutritionally void, like Mickey pretzels and fake cheese. So got them some quote unquote dinner. And then it was the fireworks were starting. And so we just walked over to the Tomorrowland Bridge right there at the edge. There was some area taped off and we stood on the Tomorrowland side up against the rocks and watched the fireworks. It was wonderful. Like you were able to hear it and see it. And like, no, the fireworks aren't lining up perfectly behind the castle the way they're intended to be seen, but it was still perfectly lovely. You also can't see the projections really, but it was so much better than standing in the crowds.
Yeah. Me and my son watched it the one night from there and we loved it. And Tinkerbell flew right over us and it was just such a great experience. So yeah, it's a great spot. If you don't have to see the projections, which you don't have to see them to still enjoy the show.
Yeah, we still enjoyed it just fine. Tinkerbell didn't fly that night, but you know, it was fine. And John made it back over to us while we were standing there. And you know, I made several comments about like, see, this isn't so bad. You're fine.
Yeah.
So.
And it's the music. That's the best part of the fireworks. Music.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So we really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed not being in the middle of all of it.
Yes.
So it was much nicer to like sit there and eat and then get up and walk to like a nice calm space.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So Jacob and Stephanie were like done. And the kids, they very much wanted to do Space Mountain. That was one of their top requests on this trip. And so they were like, we're going to go shopping and then find a place to sit down. Y'all just catch up with us when you're done. So we went and did Space Mountain. Cora, again, she's like, yeah, I'll go do it. And then she's like, I don't know that I like that. We finished that and we were headed over. Teacups was also like one of those, like, we have to do it, but we just hadn't made it there yet. So I was like, okay, well, you know, like, let's get over there and get it done. So we headed over to Teacups, and about the time we arrived, John was like, oh no, I left my ears and my sunglasses. Headed back to Space Mountain to see if he could locate his ears and sunglasses, which he got there, and they had all kinds of things. They like brought out all these ears, and he's like, there's all like sequins and bows. Mine are just like Mickey ears, like so simple. Like, he did not find it. It was fine. He now has some Star Wars sunglasses. He's just like, we rode Teacups twice. And then it started rain, like not bad. It was sprinkling, like, as far as Disney rain goes, this was really not bad. Uh-huh. But especially with the kids still in their princess costumes, I was like, we have got to get ponchos on you and mm-hmm. on your hair. So I stood there and, you know, got them all done. And the one thing that I still really wanted was, like, we had a few pictures with me in it, but like not many. And I was like, we've got to go get some family pictures.
Yeah.
So we headed over. And because of the rain, like, it had mostly stopped raining at this point, but it was still raining some. So a photo pass photographer was standing under the cover over at Sir Mickey's. And so from under that cover, she, you know, took some pictures of us, and it was really sweet. The girls went and tried Sword and Stone. You know, we just like stood there for a little bit. And then I walked over. We were getting really close to park close. I don't know exactly what time it was, but I was like, let's go see if we can do the Rapunzel picture. And no one was there, which I'm sure you know, with the rain, that just ended it for the night. So we were disappointed that it wasn't there. I mean, I think I was the only one that was really disappointed. The girls were like, let's go ride Small World. Evie especially, she loves Small World. And she was like, she was like shoving me on this ride. And it was a walk-on. Like, we were able to get on. We probably could have ridden it again because the park hadn't quite closed when mm-hmm. we were walking off. And there's one family in line.
Yeah.
So we rode the Small World. It was slow getting off. So like we walked on, we didn't scan our magic bands at all. And as we're getting off, they were slow to unload the boats because they were cleaning boats as you were uh-huh. getting off. And I thought it was so Disney magic, interesting. On the audio board there at the end, it was like, goodbye, John. Goodbye, Genevieve. And I'm like, how does Disney know that we are on this ride?
That's
we didn't scan
crazy.
Anything. I didn't have a lightning lane. We just went and got on the ride.
That's crazy.
Yes. And we didn't notice it at first. Uh-huh. Like at first I was just like, you know, whatever, just saying it and we're sitting here. I happened to be booking our flights for my next trip. So I was like, yeah, I was busy.
Yeah.
And I looked up and I was like, that says John. And I'm like, here in a minute, that goes away. And I took a picture and I was like, how random. I wonder if John's a generic name. And then it's like Genevieve. And I'm like, oh no. Evie, look, your name's out there.
That's so cool.
Yes.
I wonder how they knew.
I don't know.
Interesting.
But it was really cool. So then we got out, and I called Jacob and Stephanie, and said, like, where are you guys? And I said, we're sitting on a bench over next to the Walt statue. And I was like, okay, I know exactly where you are. I'm coming. And so they had opened up. So that you could walk through the castle mm-hmm. to leave, which is really cool. I don't think I've ever done that before.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yes. There were lots of people stopping for pictures. I would have loved to, but I mean, there were so many people trying to out. So we did not stop, but it was really cool to see. And as we were going through, I get to the Walt statue. And I'm like, they're not here. I don't know where they're talking about, but I'm like, but hey, family, we're taking a picture now. So took a picture, and then I called them, and they're like, yes, we're sitting here. There's, you know, like a man and a big mini and whatever. And I was like, oh no, you're at the Roy statue. So I was like, we're coming. And so we, you know, like got all the way up there, and I was like, great. And now there's another photo pass photographer, and now we need a picture of all of us.
Yeah.
So took some more pictures, which I was not sad about.
Yes.
And then we headed back out. So we were able to take the ferry. The ferry was running as we headed out, and Genevieve had fallen asleep in the stroller. And I was like, oh my goodness, by the time we wake her up, we rode the ferry, and then we need to catch a tram in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I do not want to wake her up to put her on the tram, and then we have to fold this huge stroller and whatever. So I said, you guys catch the tram and meet me at the car. Here's where we parked. And I'm just going to walk her out to the car. And so as I'm headed out, I discover that there's this whole theming in the parking lots that superheroes versus villains.
Mm-hmm.
And I had told them where we parked because it was saved in the My Disney Experience app. Mm-hmm. And we were in Peter Pan. And as I'm like walking her through there, it's like there's Scar and there's just all these other, I can't remember all of them, and Jafar, and all these villains. And I'm like, oh man. So I pull up Google Maps and I look at where I parked and I'm like, I am completely opposite of where I belong. And looking at how to get over there to where we had parked, and I'm like, there's no good way to get there. Like, I'm going to have to go on this like little one-way street thing with a stroller. It's dark.
Oh my
God. This is a terrible idea. And so I just found a light post and sat down in the parking lot. But there are other families wandering around out there doing the exact same thing that I am. They're like realizing they're in the wrong parking lot.
Yeah.
And so fortunately, I had sent the keys with them, so they got to the car, and I sent them my location, and they came and picked me up.
That's probably the best move.
Yes. So that worked out really well, you know, for a little snafu, and then we just got back. I have a note that we were back at our resort at 11:18 p.m.
So leaving the park was much smoother than getting to the park.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it was a really good day. I think that Magic Kingdom, I mean, you can get a lot. We got a lot done
that
day.
Did.
But I really think that, like, if you really want to do, like, everything, I mean, and you can't do everything, but mm-hmm. if you want to do, like, I wanted to do Hall of Presidents. The girls have been working on memorizing all the presidents. So I was like, let's go do that. But I mean, that's like a 30-minute show.
Yeah.
And there was just never a good time to go sit down and do that. And we didn't do Pirates, which, you know, like, I can take it or leave it. But, you know, there are just several things that we didn't get done. I really feel like Magic Kingdom is like, if you can get 2 park days in there, like, you really should.
Yeah. I mean, it really, unless you're just going to make a list and be like, this is all we're going to do. But part of the beauty of Magic Kingdom is sometimes just experiencing it and walking around. And you don't really take that into account when you're planning your trip because you forget. But then when you get there, you're like, oh, like, I just want to stand here for a little bit or do this for a little bit. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And that's something that I look forward to with our next trip that
yes.
I can just, you know, like without the kids, like dictating the schedule, we can just go have like a nice leisurely trip and just do what we want to do.
Yeah, it's going to be so different. You'll be surprised because my husband isn't a big Disney guy, but he loved just our trip because it was so chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I look forward to it.
It's going
to
be fun.
So that was the end of our Magic Kingdom day. And the next day was a much needed rest day.
Yay.
Yes. So John went running again, and I slept until 8 that morning. Jacob and Stephanie went down, and they wanted to go get quick service breakfast there at Port Orleans Riverside. They went down somewhere around 9, and by the time all the kids had finally woken up and got dressed, we headed down about 10 o'clock for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had, you know, like, we wanted it to be a chill morning, but there wasn't a specific hard and fast itinerary. But to say, we had planned on, like, maybe we'll go over to French Quarter. Like, I wanted to go over to French Quarter and get beignets. Everyone else was kind of like, yeah, maybe. They definitely wanted a protein breakfast, so they didn't want to necessarily go get that Nat B breakfast. Mm-hmm. But now that they've just eaten, they're not really interested in, let's go get some more food.
Yeah.
So we decided to go catch a boat and just go over to Disney Springs. So that worked out just fine. It took, you know, we were all kind of going in a bunch of different directions, you know, so there was some gift shop shopping and some things like that. So we finally got us all rounded up to catch the boat at like 11:45 that morning. Goofy and Donald had come over to Port Orleans and they were walking around. So we got to meet with them and it was just a fun, slow morning there at the resort. We did the river cruise to Disney Springs. That was very calm and relaxing.
It's so nice. Yeah.
Yes. One of the things that John really wanted to do this day, and there's so many different like places and options to do this, but he wanted to get a caricature of the girls done. Mm-hmm. So he could even do that. Like, we could have done it at the resort, or, you know, there's like most resorts have an option for this, or in one of the parks. But since we knew we were going to Disney Springs, he looked it up and had found where he could do it there. So as soon as we got off the boat and through security, he went and took the girls to go do the caricature. And I went and got a little bit of shopping done, but I actually spent most of my Disney Springs time hiking around. It is such a big place. I did not realize quite how big Disney Springs is. I haven't been there in a very long time. And last time I was there, they still called it Downtown Disney, and it was a lot smaller.
Yeah.
So, and I was, you know, as a teenager, I didn't pay attention or wasn't responsible for anything, but I was amazed how big it was. But I needed to figure out, like, where do the buses come and how does that work? Like, how often are they coming? Because there isn't really a bus schedule for Disney Springs. Like, the schedule is from the resort and then it gets to Disney Springs just when it gets there. But, you know, they're running regularly. So I got over there, found it, talked to them, and they were like, I mean, it's like roughly every 15, 20 minutes. I was like, okay, because we had a Beaches and Cream reservation for that afternoon. So I met back up with the family. You know, we had, you know, like a little snack or something. We did a little bit of shopping. We saw the Lego structures. Those were really cool. The kids were just absolutely fascinated by them. I don't know how I do that.
I don't either.
It's just incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just amazed at those. And there's some kind of like a tulip or an iris maybe, like some kind of a flower shop there. And Stephanie was looking at that. So there's something for everybody at Disney Springs. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So we did all of that. And then we were able to catch a bus over to Beach Club. It was really not a big deal at all. Like, I was kind of stressing about it because I was like, well, how are we going to get out of here if I don't figure this out? But it was no big deal. We got on the bus at like 1:25, and by 1:29, we were pulling away. This was like our best bus experience for the whole trip. And we were able to check in at Beaches and Cream a little early, and our table was ready, you know, like 5 minutes after our reservation. So it was perfect.
That's awesome.
Beaches and Cream is such a good, like, fun restaurant. But my kids, they're just, you know, they're not adventurous eaters in most regards, but they did not want to eat just like mac and cheese. And so we ordered, like, one of them a cup of chili and the chili cheese tot, like, appetizer for another one and something like that. And so by the time it was all finished, our server was like, why don't y'all just pay cash for this instead of using your dining plan? Because you're only using like two adult credits. It would just make more sense. And I was like, that's a great plan. I didn't know that we could just back up and say, never mind. Like, I'm changing plans. Like, let's just pay cash.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. And John and I were talking about, we're like, okay, how are we going to work this out? Because now we're going to need to do another table service meal somewhere. So I was like, we'll figure it out. Somewhere we'll have a dinner. So we did that, and then we finished up our meal. We did the kitchen sink, which is it's so fun. Yes, there's just a whole reason we went back. We had done this our last trip, and the kids were like, we have to go back and do the kitchen sink, and we have to take David and Stephanie to do this.
That's so, fun.
We went and did that. We did not, I mean, I think we ate even less of it with two more adults than we did last time. It is so much ice cream.
It's so much ice cream.
Yeah, I am trying to convince the kids. I'm like, let's do something different next time, just because, like, it's fun. It is so much fun.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we can't eat that much ice cream. and then it starts all melting together, and you're like, I mean, we were scooping, and I was like, I think this is this flavor. Who wants this unknown flavor?
Right.
So, it's a lot of fun. It's such a fun atmosphere. Our server was really awesome. He had, like, jokes, like, he was, like, passing out straws, and he was like, I'm not for you. Here you go, and just messing with us.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
That's great. I love that restaurant.
Yeah, it's really, and it was so good. I mean, I think I had the French dip again, and it's just, you can't beat it. It's so good, so classic, but it's made really well. So,
For sure.
Really good restaurant. So then we did the Skyliner. My kids were so, like, they wanted to ride the Skyliner. They just associate that with Disney now, since staying at Art of Animation. Mm-hmm. So they're like, when are we going to ride the Skyliner? And I'm like, oh, we will find some reason to ride the Skyliner, but it's kind of on the other side of the world from us, so we're going to have to be over there with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So we rode the Skyliner over to Hollywood Studios so that we could then catch a bus back to Riverside.
Good plan.
So that worked out really well, and of course, you only caught a bus, no problem. It was nice and easy. This was a very good bus day.
Yay!
That we got back to the resort, and Jane and Stephanie had checked out of their hotel room that morning and had just brought their luggage over to our room. So they came and hung out for a little while. I had managed to preserve the girls' Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique hair that morning so that it would be in place for their caricature, but they wanted to go swimming, and I was like, well, you cannot go get in the pool with whatever goo they have put in your hair to make it stay in a bun this long.
Right.
So ran them through the shower so that they could go swimming. And then they headed out. They caught an Uber or a Lyft or something to the airport. John was doing laundry, and I took the kids swimming. And then at some point, our caricature wasn't ready when we were leaving. And so they were like, we'll just text you when that's while we were at Jason Green. So he went back during this time and just drove over to Disney Springs and parked in a parking garage and ran over and got it.
Nice.
So it was just a nice, easy, laid back evening. During this time, like, I had gotten in the pool with the kids for a little while, and Ada came up to me, and she had lost an earring in the pool. And these are not, like, they're not super fancy, but they are cute little Minnie Mouse pearls, and she really loved it. And their ears are somewhat freshly pierced, so, like, she can change her earrings, but she does need them in still. And so that was why she had it in while she was swimming. And I was like, okay, well, we have other earrings. But she was just so sad about this. And so just to make her happy, like, I was expecting the lifeguard to be like, yeah, sorry, it's gone. Like, huge pool, tons of people, no idea. But they were so sweet about it. They were like, would you like us to turn off the slide? Because she had lost it right after she got the slide. I was like, no, like, there's so many people waiting in line. You're not turning off the slide. With, like, maybe chance of this teeny tiny earring is going to be down there. And I was like, no, it's fine. Just, like, we could fill out a form so that, like, if it turns up. And they were so sweet. They just, like, took my information and my phone number, and they were like, we'll call you, you know, in the morning if it turns up and then I clean the pool. That happens, you know, first thing in the morning every day. And I was like, okay, great. And that appeased her that I was doing something
right.
And so I got out, and then Evie got out with me, and she fell asleep on the chair. I let the girl swim a little while longer. And then finally John was back from Disney Springs. So I was like, let's go to the room and clean up again. And then let's go grab some dinner, just at the quick service. So We got out, and right after I got out of the shower, Maddie, the head lifeguard for Riverside, called, and she was like, "You're not going to believe this, but I have the earring."
What? That's great.
Yeah, so it was so crazy. Apparently, there were some other kids that were hunting for something that was missing, and a bunch of them got together and were, like, hunting for whatever was lost. They found that and turned it in.
That's awesome.
I don't know if they found their thing. But it was so cool. I really thought it was gone forever. Yeah. So we went down and met Maddie and got the earring. And then we went over and got the kids wanted pizza, which there's not a quick service option for pizza for kids.
Interesting.
So we found, I was asking them, I was just like, okay, I want to do 3 slices of pizza. And again, like, they're so knowledgeable and helpful. She was like, "Well, that's fine. You can totally order your 3 slices of pizza with adult credits." I was just going to figure something out later. But she was like, "Or for 2 adult meal credits, you can order a whole pizza." And I was like, "Oh, well, let's do that." But I just, you know, ate off of theirs, and it worked out really well. But we definitely had some, like, less adult credits and more children's credits to, like, start sorting out throughout the trip. So the kids were so tired. Like, this was a rest day, and we were more calm and things like that. But I mean, we're sitting at the table, and Ada, John, and Gunn gotten them dessert, and she's, like, holding the cupcake and, like, nodding off, and, like, almost dropping her cupcake, like, at the dinner table. I was like, okay, we've got to go to bed.
Oh, my gosh.
So we headed back to the room, and I don't know what time we went to bed, but it was early enough that I did not buy Jeannie that night.
It's so funny. It's that Disney exhaustion. It just gets you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were walking. I mean, even that day, I think we walked like 9,000 steps. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah.
Like, how much. John was saying that we walked, like, his pedometer tracks better than mine does, especially while I'm pushing a stroller. And he was saying he was walking 10 miles a day in the parks, and that it was, like, just under that. I think it was, like, 9 miles that day that we did Disney Springs and everything.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Yeah. And I feel it, I think, more in the parks because we are pushing the stroller. So, and we're using the stroller as both, like, you know, obviously for Evie, you know, at 5, still 5-year-olds are really just not able to do all that walking.
For sure.
But we're also using it as a wheelchair. We have it tagged as a wheelchair for one of our other kids. So it was just one of those, like, it's not a light child that we're pushing around the parks. So, yeah. It was less exhausting for me, at least on a rest day, but it's still a lot of walking.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So the next day, this is our first day with just, our family of 5 at Disney now. And we went to Epcot. I got up that morning and purchased Jeannie, and then I was able to get Tron boarding group 88. I could tell that crowds were going to be up this day because then I went to go book for Ratatouille on Genie Plus, and the earliest was 5:50.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, so there's going to be crowds.
Wow. Yeah.
Really fun this morning was, like, my phone rang as we were getting ready, and it's John's cousin, and his wife was in labor, and so they're, like, calling me and, like, trying to decide if they're in labor or whatever, and my kids, like, hear me on the phone, like, "Mom, you're not going to birth, are you?" And I was like, "I'm in Florida. Like, I couldn't possibly be going to work right now. It's Lindsay. Everything's okay. And, you know, your cousin's coming." So it was so fun. Lots of, like, extra, like, magical family things on the trip.
Yes, that's so cool.
Yes. So we went over and we did one of the back bus stations this morning. I'm, like, just so determined to make Disney transportation work.
Uh-huh.
And so we go to the back bus station and we caught a bus, like, no problems. It was great. And also, I don't know. So this is really not good information for if you're staying at Riverside, but we were catching a bus, like, at the very first back bus station that morning. And then it went around and then went to the front bus station last.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's what all of them do, but if it is, you would really be better served to go to a back bus station.
Yeah, I think it changes because when we stayed there, one time it picked up first in the front and then one time it picked up first in the back. So I don't know if there's a rhyme or reason, but yeah. Sometimes it is better to use the back ones.
Yes. Oh, and I thought that it would be better to use the front. And that day I just was like, there hasn't ever been a huge line for Epcot like when we've been up there.
Right.
So I think the back will be fine. There's so much less walking. So like, let's just grab the back bus.
Yeah.
But it worked out perfectly that day.
Nice.
So we were in the park just before 9 and we did some, family pictures. And we met Minnie Mouse over off to the side. And then we went and did Spaceship Earth. We didn't do this last time. And the kids really, they wanted to do it with a golf ball.
Yeah.
So I was like, yes, we are there. It's called, I think I said, 100 times, it's called Spaceship Earth. It has a name. So we went and did that. The girls loved, it was early in Flower and Garden Festival that we were there. Mm-hmm. And we were, there for Food and Wine last time. They loved the topiaries and all of these plants. Like, it's so beautiful, which again, I've seen pictures, but it just doesn't do it justice unless you're there seeing it.
It's my favorite festival. I just love Flower and Garden.
Yeah, it's so, they're so pretty and they're so detailed, which, I mean, you see a picture of it and you're like, oh yes, there's this, giant Elsa or whatever that's made out of plants. But then when you can stand there and you can see like, well, this is succulents and this is some, vines of, plants, but like that you can see the details of whatever plants. It's just so incredible. And I love it.
Yeah. It's fun.
So we did lots of, walking around for that. And then we went over and did Test Track, which is also, our Epcot. We did not do much in the front of the park last time. So we did much more in the front of the park this time. So we did Test Track, and the kids really liked that. They were, pretty much immediately like, can we do it again? I was like, no. It's a long line now. Like, we got in when we got at a perfect time, worked out, but we're not doing that again. So my plan had been that we were going to go through the Mexico side because we had Ocker House, Ocker Shush, I don't know how, the Norwegian breakfast with the princesses. And so I was like, let's go to Mexico so that we're close to over there for our breakfast reservation. And we can ride Frozen when we get over there. So somewhere in all of this, I booked Frozen. But Frozen went down. And so it was still an okay timeline. So we went on over to breakfast. I think this was our favorite meal from both of our trips.
Nice.
Out of both options. It was amazing. The interactions were excellent. I mean, I think we saw all the princesses three times.
Nice.
Definitely twice. It was so good. And then also, so often we see this, but the cast member really, it can, make or break your experience. Our server was, of course it's the World Showcase, so all of our servers are from, wherever they're representing. Mm-hmm. And so Kim was our server and he was excellent. He had great suggestions. He was explaining what the different cheeses are, because there's kind of a charcuterie board to start. And then when our waffles and eggs and whatever came out, he also brought more of the Norwegian goat cheese out. And he was like, so you want to put the goat cheese and jelly on your waffle. And that's how we eat this at home.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And kind of macaroni, or not macaroni, I don't know what I'm saying, peanut butter and jelly.
Uh-huh.
Because it's this caramelized cheese. And it was so good. We loved the cheese anyway, even without mixing it like that. But it was so good. By the time we were leaving, John had been asking Kim about, how did you pronounce that cheese? He went and wrote it down on a sticky note and gave it to us on the way out. But it was awesome.
That's so great.
So we loved that experience. It was by far, our favorite meal.
That's great.
So we did that, and then by somewhere during the meal, frozen's back up. So we went and did that real quick, and then when we got off, of course, the girls bought some frozen souvenirs. So we now have like a giant Olaf and a Sven and like a tiny little Anna doll that like has 5 bajillion little pieces and a kit. But you know, now we're like dressing and undressing.
Yeah.
So it was very cute, but it was a lot. It was a lot. Mm-hmm. And so we went and did that. And then somewhere, and John didn't do Anna and Elsa with it. He was like, yes, you have fun with that. I'm going to go wander around the world showcase. So he went and did that, and he swapped out fuel rods and, you know, did a couple of things. And then when I checked in with him when we were done, he was like, oh, I'm over at American Adventure now. And I was like, okay, we will just meet you over there. And so we're, you know, basically back in the middle now. Mm-hmm. He backtracked a little bit, and we really liked when we were there for Food and Wine. There in Germany, there was a pineapple Hefeweizen, and this time they had a grapefruit one. And so he had gone back to get the grapefruit one so that we could try it. I think we liked the pineapple better, but the grapefruit was good too.
Yeah, that grapefruit is so good. It's very refreshing.
It's just not. He's very, yes, it is. It's so refreshing. So we stood back there in just some shade, and took some pictures and just hung out for a little while. And while we were back there, our guardians group was called. So, we headed back up to the front to do guardians. This is my favorite ride. It's amazing. John kind of feels like, I think he was just surprised because he didn't know what to expect with it. So he's sort of like, I mean, it was all right. I would do it again, but I loved it. I felt like I was like laughing the whole time. It was amazing.
It's my favorite. I love it.
Yeah. It's just, and the music, we got conga.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Nothing to compare it to, but it went really well with the ride. I loved it.
Yeah, that's a really fun song. I love getting that song.
Yeah. So much fun. So after that, we got a Groot. We have now a stuffed Groot also. So some more shopping and a bathroom break. And so then we headed over the other direction and we went and did Soarin'. And we were just trying to figure out, you know, we had Genie Plus, but like we already had Remy booked. And so we were like, well, I mean, there's not like a lot that we want to book. We're trying to, you know, figure out like, is there anything else that it's even worth booking? Mm-hmm. It's so tricky. Like, I think Genie Plus is awesome in these smaller parks. It's very helpful. Like, we waited in almost no lines, mm-hmm. but there's also, you know, less to use it on.
Right.
So once you kind of get through your things, you're like, okay, well, like, what should I do with it? You know, there's more, like, we could go do these things, you know. But like, do we want to, especially if you've done like a walk on for some of the things, I'm like, we could book a spaceship Earth because we just, you know, did standby, but like, do we want to go back up there and do it? I don't know.
Right.
So stuff like that. But, so we did our Soarin' and, it was time to head to Rennie, but Rennie went down. And so now we have an anytime pass. Mm-hmm. So they told me that, you know, it's gone down. Here's your anytime pass. So then we went and did, the Season Friends of Nemo. So we went and did that. And then we also went and did the new Moana feature, which was so cute. I mean, of course the kids got wet. I really like, we were in tennis shoes. So like, if you're going to have kids that are like, probably going to go get wet, you might want to bring like some flip-flops or something so that they can just switch out of their shoes before going in, mm-hmm. because then we had squishy shoes for the rest of the day. So, but it was really cute and so interactive. And then we took a picture, you know, in there. It was just, it was a very sweet, calm, mm-hmm. time. And then after that, then we did the Nemo and Turtle Talk. Ada got called on and she needed to know if Rush gets tired with swimming all the time.
Aww.
And he was like, no, like it's just like reading for you. You know, I just do it.
That's cute.
So It was really cute and fun. And so then we headed all the way back to France to go do Rennie. So we headed back there, and I think I must have booked a DAS, plus you had that lightning lane for Genie Plus, because I had told the kids, we will be able to do this twice. Like, which they, this was top of their list. Like, they really wanted to do Rennie. And I'd been like, well, our Genie's not until, like, you know, five something. So, like, it's like in that, like, corridor where they, you know, like, where Rennie is.
Yes.
There's all the way to the end of it. It took us 22 minutes to get through it. So, lots of people. And I mean, it was, but it took us a lot longer than I expected it to. And so, somewhere during the day, I knew that I needed to book, looks like while you're in line for Soarin', I knew that we needed to book a dinner because I was like, we don't have, like, we're not going to use all of our table service credits. So I booked a dinner at Coral Reef. And so I was like, okay, guys, like, that's fine. We can do Rennie, but like, we only managed it once and we've got to get back up to the front to go to dinner. So we went and did Coral Reef. It was nice. I had heard super mixed things. I'm like, it was delicious. I mean, I think I had prime rib, which, I mean, can't really go wrong.
Right.
It was really fun to, you know, see the aquarium. And again, like, it had been a long day. They were just happy to sit down and have a nice, relaxing experience. So that worked out really well. And, you know, as we were finishing up, John and I are both kind of like, we're done. Like, there's nothing else we really want to do. And the kids were like, let's go back and do Rennie again. And so I was like, okay, you know, we can go do that. But now this is our anytime pass that we're using. So we get all the way back there, and we did have to go really fast because the park is closing at 9:00. And by the time this is happening, like, we're getting really close to that. And so we got all the way to the back and we like walk up and she's like telling us no. And I'm like, what's happening? Like, we saw 4 minutes. Like, what are you talking about? And she was like, it went down at 8:00. But because we had the anytime pass, it wasn't alerting us that, like, hey, it's gone down. And so I was like, oh. So, I mean, of course, like, the kids, they're overtired and, like, they don't get it, you know, like, Evie's crying and it was just a whole thing. John's like, well, I don't need to go use a snack credit and get a crepe. So he goes over there and he goes and gets a couple of crepes. And we had already decided that we were not going to watch fireworks because the kids just didn't want to do the crowds. They hated it so much last time. I'm like, it's a different show. They don't care.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, that's not me. Won't watch fireworks. But of course, you know, these overtired children, like, we're walking out during fireworks and then they're upset that we're not stopping and watching fireworks. Like,
right.
Y'all didn't want to do it. So I'm trying to beat the crowds to the buses. I'm like, let's go, let's go. And by the time we get out of there, like, fireworks are done. Like, the crowd is coming. And so I was just like, and John's like walking with his 2 plates of crepes in his hand. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, we're not going to be able to take a bus. Like, how is he going to help me with the stroller and kids? And now Evie's asleep. And I was just like, I'm not doing this. And so I figured out how to call a minivan with Lyft. I was like, we are taking a minivan home. And it was lovely. I mean, it took us like a whole 10 minutes. She was right there. Like, I booked it. And by the time I could get up to, like, where she was, you know, she's like, are you here? And I'm like, yes, I'm just 3 minutes away, walking as fast as I can.
Oh, they're so great. I love minivans.
I mean, when we got off of it, got off and we were, like, you know, walking up to the hotel, I was like, well, that is the best $40 I've spent on this trip. So,
absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Our cast member, and it was so fun. The cast member was named Rebecca too. And she goes by Rebecca. So we just thought that was a nice little fun moment. So
that's awesome. Yeah. It's a great, I like that. It's such a good option that you can use if you want to use or not, if you don't want to, and they pick you up by the bus where the buses pick up. So it's so easy.
Yes. Yes. So easy. And you know, they're like, they're used to, like, kids are, you know, being kids, and they had the booster seats and things that we needed. It was amazing and well worth it, especially in that moment. You know, John, like, sat there and ate one of his grapes, and then, you know, we got back to the hotel, and he said, well, this one's for you, and I'm like, okay, thank you. So I ate a grape as I went to bed that night.
There you go.
Yeah. So that we went to bed that night, and the next day is our departure day. Or no, our Animal Kingdom day. Yeah. So Animal Kingdom. The kids, we didn't do Animal Kingdom last time, and they were very excited about doing Animal Kingdom this trip. But we also knew that we needed it to be a really low-key day. But I was like, I don't think that we need to get there like super early. I think it'll be fine. Like, we can just have a nice slower morning and all that. This day, John is like, we're absolutely not even attempting buses, Rebecca. Like, there's no reason for this. Like, we're getting in our minivan and driving over there. So we did. We got, you know, to the parking lot at like 9:40. And then we're like trying to get over to the trams. And during all of this, a cast member walked up, and we had been taking our balloon on our stroller so that we could find our stroller. And she came up and she was like, just so you know, you can't have this in the park, which I just didn't know and had no idea. She was like, there is a daycare for balloons in the Animal Kingdom. And I was like, oh, like that's, it's like a really big pain to like have to go drop off and pick up my balloon. I'll just go put my balloon in the car. And so we catch our tram and make it all the way up to the front. And then we get there, and I think our two youngest tell me they don't have their magic bands. And they're pretty sure that they're in the car. But I was like, I am not taking a tram back out there to go like hunt for them, especially since you don't know for certain that they're there. And I'm definitely not going back to the hotel. So I was like, we are just going to have to figure out how to do this without magic bands, which was no big deal, like, at all. Like, at the gate, they were like, here's a card and put their name on it. It was no big deal. So we went in and then went and did the safari. We had a genie booked for it. So that was the very first thing that we went. And I even modified it. Like, I was like, oh, we're not going to make it in time for our original. And I just modified it to, like, you know, 20 minutes later. It was great.
That's a great feature they added.
Yes. Oh, so much easier. And like, you can see if you can modify it. If you can't, then like, move on. So we went and did safari, which is sweet. And like, we were there, like, it was already pretty warm, and the animals weren't like up and doing things, so we could still see plenty of animals. I mean, and some of them were up and moving, but of course, like, the lions weren't, but do they ever? I mean, they
I've seen
so
them
much.
One time.
So, So saw the safari, and we just got off and just sort of like sat there and hung out. We did ice cream, and then right after we were doing ice cream, it was kind of like, well, it's also sort of like lunch-ish time we could eat. And so we got the girls, I don't even remember what, like, I think hot dogs and some stuff like that at the Harambee fruit cart that was right there. And then John had gone on down the street, and there was this Kusafari coffee shop and bakery, and they had a pork flatbread, and he brought it back, and I was like, that, and it had like these home fried potato chips with it. It was so good. I was like, I'm going to go get one. And so I went down there and got it. As I was walking back, people were like, where did you get that? Where is this at? So, it was really yummy. And I wouldn't have necessarily thought like, oh, at this coffee shop and bakery, they're going to have a pork or chicken flatbread, you know? Yeah. But it was really good. And so we did some more souvenir shopping. We got some stuffies for, the cousin that had been born the day before. That's and all fun. Of that. So lots of fun. And then Ada really wanted to do the animation at, what is it called? I know you take
Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Yes. Yes. The Planet Watch. So, so we took the train, and we got up there. And they, we had just missed, like, they just started the, like, most recent art class. Mm-hmm. And so we took a picture of the sign and we were like, let's go, you know, we'll go do some other stuff and come back, because it was well over an hour until the next one. Mm-hmm. Really wish that they had that animation schedule posted somewhere else. Like, I didn't see it in the app and I didn't see it in, like, it wasn't down at, like, you know, the bottom of the train,
yeah,
you know, before you like go all the way up. It may be somewhere that I just didn't see it. But without that sign, I was like, I don't know when the art classes are.
Right.
And so we went over into Pandora and did Navi River Journey, which is, it's cute, you know. It's the Pandora version of Small World.
Yeah.
So
it is.
It's fine. My kids have never seen, they've never seen Avatar. Mm-hmm. So they're like, what is this?
And right.
Like, it's just something cool to look at. Like, you're fine.
Yeah.
But... went and did that, and then we left Pandora and went over for Everest. We had a Genie Plus for Everest. Everyone loved it.
Yay.
So much. Yeah.
That's fun.
So that was a crowd pleaser. Everyone loved Everest. And then Evie wanted to do Triceratops Spin, which, you know, was like a walk on, like, mm-hmm. nobody's over there like in line for that. So that worked out really well. And then we, like, while we're in Dinosaur Land, we decided to do Dinosaur. But while we were at Triceratops Spin, I heard a cast member saying, like, it's maybe not always like little kids' favorites, but, you know, like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, and I asked, like, why is it scary? And she's like, well, it's just dark. And, like, things jump out at you. And it's kind of jolting. And I was mm-hmm. like, okay, I think we'll be fine. And so we went and did it. And we all just liked it. I mean, it wasn't, like, terrible. It was just, we were kind of like, well, we can say we've done it now.
It's so jerky.
But it was just... It is so jerky.
So jerky.
And the picture of our family on this ride, like, kids are looking a little horrified, and I am looking just, like, so over it. Like, I'm just sitting there, like, really? Like, if there's another dinosaur jumping out at me. So, it was nobody's favorite.
Yeah.
You know, now we know. And I know people that do, you know, like, there's somebody else, like, in line, like, there was a family talking, they're like, oh, we love this. So I'm like, maybe it's your cup of tea.
Well, they're changing it. So y'all got to ride it before they, like, it'll probably be closing soon.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to change it to Indiana Gems.
Okay. Well, somebody, the cast member that I talked to at Triceratops Spin, when I was asking about it, she said, well, have you done Indiana Jones in California? And I said, no. And she was like, oh, well, it's like that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, it's apparently it's the same track ride, but I've done Indiana Jones and it is way better. Like, Indiana okay. Jones is so much fun. Dinosaurs, just dark and jerky.
Okay. Well, then I'll totally try Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
But, we would have tried it no matter what. And especially knowing if we had known that it was closing, we would have for sure done it. Like, we made sure that we did Splash out in a whole bunch last time because
yeah.
we knew it was changing. So we would have definitely done it if we had known. So, like, I'm glad we have
there
that.
You go. Yeah.
You know.
You can say you did it.
Yes. So we got off Dinosaur and we looked at the time and it was like, if John, like, Ada was the one that really wanted to do the drawing class. And the others were like, yeah, sure, we'll do it, but they didn't care about it as much. And so John was like, if we leave right now and I take just her and really hurry, we might make that next class. And we thought this was probably going to be the last one we could make that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went, like, super fast over there. And so I took the other two and, you know, we did a bathroom break and we got some more snacks. I feel like that's, you know, you're just, snacking.
Yeah.
Some popcorn and whatever. And then I was thinking that we were going to go over and do It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Mm-hmm.
But then we saw the Dino Yard, I think it's called, but the playground.
Yeah, the Boneyard.
Boneyard, yes. So Evie wanted to play, and again, it is a 10-year-old, like, I think after your 10. Sure, core was good, but it was like, okay, this is it. Like, if you're going to ever do this at Disney, like, it's today.
Yeah.
So she went and did that, and they played for a little while, which was just a good, you know, they got some wiggles out, and not sanding a line or not whatever. Mm-hmm. So went in and did that. And it looks like such a fun playground.
It's cool.
So very cute. And they did that, and we had kind of been talking, I've been talking to John. They missed the art class. Like, they had just started, they weren't allowing any late entries, so like they hadn't even started the drawing. It was just like introductions, like you could hear what was going on. And so they were really disappointed, but they were headed back. And so I met them. I was like, I don't think we really have time to do It's Tough to Be a Bug and still make. We had an early dinner reservation. I can't remember what that restaurant's called. What is that called? Where we saw the community.
Tesker House?
Yeah, Tesker House, yeah. So, so we met there instead, and we were actually there early, and I was, like, looking, and they're standing outside with a sign where they're, like, character dining reservations available, you know, like, you can sit down. I was, like, oh, we're checking in early. Like, yeah. I bet we can just get a table right now. And so we did. So we checked in maybe 10, 15 minutes early. And it was so chill in there. Like, there was maybe one other family sitting in the area we were sitting in. And then and there was like two other dining room spaces. And often one of those, you know, there are a couple of families, but it was really, like, there were not a lot of people. I love that this is buffet. So we were able to pace our own meal. So John and Ada, they ate, met the characters one time, and then they left the meal and went and did the art class. And so they made it.
Yay!
I'm so glad that they were able to make it. That was one of Ada's favorite things. And then they, well, I mean, like, basically for over half the art class, I was continuing to, you know, like, eat at a normal pace.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, do the character interactions. I think they came by three separate times.
That's nice.
It was great. And so we did that. I was kind of like, it'll be a fun time to meet Mickey and Minnie, but I didn't know how I would feel about the food. But there's so many, like, anybody could eat it. There's mac and cheese. There's some steak options. There were just, if you don't have to be an adventurous eater to eat there.
Yeah, you know, it's
there
really
are more adventurous foods, but not essential.
For sure. I think it's, in my opinion, the best character buffet meal, the food-wise. Like, the food is so good compared to some of the other character buffets that are just kind of meh. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. Yes, we really liked it. And I would say that, you know, going at an off time like that worked out really well. A, we were able to make it, you know, like, quickly. And I had been like, I've got time to kill. Like, we didn't sit there that long, but I was not in any kind of a hurry.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, John was able to, like, okay, I've eaten. I'm good. Let's go.
Yeah.
And so if we had all kind of felt that way, you know, we could have gotten in and out really quickly. And then, so we did that, and then I went and just kind of sat and chilled there at the train station. They were bringing back, they were not running trains up to Rafiki's Planet Watch at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So they were bringing everybody back down from it. So we just kind of sat and hung out there and waited for John and Ada to come down. And then afterwards, we went back over into Pandora and rode Flight of Passage. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean... definitely one of my top experiences for the trip. It was so cool.
It's so fun.
And then, and like the seats, I heard that, you know, they were like, oh, well, those seats are kind of like the Tron seats. They were not a big deal at all.
No, I don't think they are like the Tron seats because I've done both.
Yeah. No, it's just like slightly leaning forward. It's no big deal at
yes.
all. So we did that. And then we looked at the map. The kids had been saying, like, can we do Everest again? And I'm like, I don't know. Then I looked and it was saying it was a 20-minute wait and park is about to close. And I was like, well, let's just go get in line. Like, you know, we'll be in line and then, you know, we can do it because we'll be in line. And we got out of there and no, it was not 20, it was walk off. So somewhere in all of this also, I went to the bathroom right after Avatar And I think that Cora lost her magic band in the bathroom. So our one child remaining with a magic band, it got lost there at the end. And so I was like, okay, you know, it's fine. I'm sure there's a way to do this on my phone. And so the cast member at Everest, you know, just helped show me how to, you know, to fix it and take care of it. And it was no big deal. We got off, and there was, because it was such a fast walk on, we could have ridden it again. John and I, like, I think it was just, it was a lot across the day.
Yeah.
So we were feeling like, no, there's no way we were getting back on another roller coaster again, but we would have had the opportunity. Like, the crowds were just, they weren't there.
That's so nice.
At least at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really awesome. And so we walked to the front. I had not planned to do, to watch the show there, the projection show on the tree. But as we were walking back up to the front, there was like a spot like right up the front, off to the side, where we were able to just stop and watch. And it's so, you know, quick and
yeah,
just a very chill experience. So we stood there and watched it. And I was really glad that we did. And then we headed back out to the car. So we were out of there by like 7:35 or so, which it was nice to end on not such a late night.
Yes, that is one nice thing about Animal Kingdom is it closes early, so it forces you to go back to your room early.
Yes, it was very nice. So we went back and swam, and John was going to do like a little bit of laundry, so we weren't traveling with dirty laundry, and so he did that. And I stayed with the kids, and then we did a quick service late dinner, just trying to, you know, finish up credits, and the kids were hungry after having swam again.
Yeah.
So they were hungry, and then we packed some before we went to bed, and just we went to sleep that evening.
So what did y'all think? So, overall, did you like Animal Kingdom since it was your first time visiting?
I think I liked it with the kids. Yeah. Especially with the kids. You know, for a trip with just John and I, like, we might do like one of the individual lightning lanes that we can, you know, run over and go do Flight of Passage and maybe hop over to Everest and, you know, like go do a couple of things. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we would do it just the two of us, but, you know, do a whole park day. But we really liked it. And it was so low key. I think it would be a good park to even start your Disney trip with because it's not as, you know, crazy.
Yeah. I actually have clients who will start, they'll do it on their arrival day. So they'll fly in early and they'll just go to Animal Kingdom because they know it's going to be a shorter day and they can get back to the resort early. But yeah, I agree. It's like it's a good bookend park.
Yes. Yeah. I really liked it. And, you know, and like that would even be a good one. Like if you did have a dinner reservation that night somewhere, like that's a little bit later, like you have time to go do that.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
It worked out really well.
Nice.
Yeah. So then our next day was our departure day. So John is up and running again early that morning and I got up and continued packing. Then he went down after he got back from his run to return our stroller. So I can't find Dad, and I was like, oh, well, I'll just run you down there. Just running just down to the front is not a quick, like, just run and, you know, take her. So we were not moving fast enough on packing. And when I was down in the lobby, there were people everywhere. You could tell they were all just arriving and, you know, just, like, sitting there with all their luggage and, you know, like some of them were dropping it off at Bell Services, but you know, you can tell that they have a lot going on
over
at Bell Services, because, you know, spring road crowds are arriving. Somewhere in all of this, the housekeeping had stopped by and they were like, when are you checking out? And I was like, oh, I mean, like, it's going to be late. You know, 10 before we're out of here. No, that's fine. We just, you know, trying to get an idea. So, which also I hadn't mentioned it, but the kids loved it. Our mousekeeping was amazing this trip. They did such cute things. I mean, like their dolls, they came back one time, their dolls were sitting there and they like had put the umbrella over the doll.
And, oh, that's
cute. They turned it on so that the dolls were watching TV and one of them was holding the remote. Anyway, it was just so fun. Uh-huh. And mousekeeping had been there that we came back to, you know, fun stuff going on in the room.
So, I love that. That's great.
So they had been amazing that trip. So anyway, we are packing frantically. I mean, we ended up traveling home with a hamper full of clean clothes that I'm just like, it doesn't even need to go in the suitcase. It's
right.
It's in the car. It's fine. Because we were in a huge hurry because we had an Ohana breakfast reservation. And so I was like, we have got to get over there. And I knew that Ohana is particular, or not Ohana, but the Polynesian is particular about who parks there. And I was like, I mean, I think the breakfast reservation is going to be fine, but I don't know. And I just don't want to be cutting it close, which of course we were cutting it very close. A note, you need your photo ID to park, which I mean, I had it in my bag, but I had my bag in the trunk.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, okay, hang on. I can get that. So I think it was the only time that I was asked for ID on the trip. So I was like, okay, good. Good to note that you should have that handy. So we were going through the gate into right at the time stationary. So I sent John running up there so he could get close enough to check us in with his phone while I'm, you know, trying to get the kids out of the car and let's go walk in. So Ohana was really good. Breakfast was delicious. I loved the pog juice.
Mm-hmm.
I heard good things about it and like, it was amazing. Like it's just juice, but it was really good.
Yeah,
the texture of the juice was really nice. It is a busy character meal. Like there's a lot going on. I think we were there for an hour and a half. So, you know, just to like set expectations, and we didn't see Stitch, Lilo, or there was one other until like right there at the end. Like
came
around and we saw them like back to back to back, and then we were like, okay, now we can leave. We were definitely like sitting there waiting for them to make it around to us, which we had seen other characters like earlier in the meal. So it was funny. But definitely a long character meal, but well worth it. And it was a really good way to end the trip. And so then we got out and we went down. We had 3 remaining credits for kids quick service. So we were like, okay, great. We're going to grab their lunch, you know, that they can just eat on the way home, which was really nice over there at the Polynesian because there was an option to do, at the Kona Cafe, you could get sushi. Like a California roll, and they
saw
that. So, 2 of them got sushi. One of them wanted just chicken strips from over at Captain Cook's. And then I also had managed to not get any Dole Whip on this trip. And so we were like, okay, let's grab some Dole Whip there at the quick service counter. I don't know what that's called. But so we got a couple of Dole Whips and just sat there and ate our Dole Whip, and a photo pass photographer came by, so we took one last family picture, and then we headed out. We hit the road about 1 o'clock that afternoon to come back home.
That's such a fun way to end the trip. I love that resort. It's like so fun just to be at. It has a really great gift shop. Food's delicious there. So yeah, that's fun.
Yes, I mean, it is still, like, we thought this when we went to Ohana for dinner last time, and the kids were like, can we stay here? I'm like, oh, I don't know, honey, like, it's an expensive resort, but, I mean, we're already talking about, like, maybe even if we do a split stay in the future, like, go get one night there so that we can just do it and then have, like, a resort day the next day.
Yeah, I mean, that split stays are great to do at the deluxe resorts, especially the Magic Kingdom ones, because you can just walk to the park or take the monorail to the park and just make, when you stay at that resort, like that next day, your Magic Kingdom day. Just takes all that transportation out, which is so nice.
Yes, and it's just, it's so relaxing. Like, I mean, Riverside is very relaxing, but, you know, it's your island time. It's just different.
Absolutely. Well, y'all's trip sounds so great. I was so excited to talk to you about it. So yeah, let's get to the good stuff. What was your least magical moment?
Probably the buses. I think that if I didn't have another option, we would have just made it work and it would have been just fine. But it would definitely something that makes us, you know, go like, oh, maybe next time we'll stay on the Skyliner, you know, so that we just have that one other option so that, you know, for at least some of the parks. But really, like, I had nothing to complain about. So, like, if I had to pick something, I'd say the buses.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good thing to complain about.
It was a really amazing trip.
So I will ask you your most magical moment, and then we'll bring your girls in and let them tell me their most magical moment.
Yes.
So what was your most magical moment?
My most magical moment was definitely Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. Just seeing them get all dressed up and have so much fun with that. It was so fun. And they liked it too. But, you know, like you'll hear, that's not their most magical moments. Yeah. And that's just fine. But for me to get to see that, I loved it so much.
Yep. I mean, these trips are just as much for the parents as they are for the kids. That's what I tell people. You have to have these moments too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that I got to see that and experience that.
That's really special. So,
okay, let me go grab the girls.
Yeah, let's talk to the girls. All right, well, girls, I am so excited to talk to y'all. Before y'all tell me your magical moment, just tell me your name first, and then tell me your magical moment.
My name is Coralie. My most favorite magical moment was that we did Animal Kingdom for the first time.
Did you like Animal Kingdom? It was fun. Yeah, that's a great park. What was your favorite part about it?
To see some animals.
Yep, that's really cool. All right, who's next?
My name's Evie.
Yeah. Your name's Evie. What's your most magical moment?
Epcot?
What did you like at Epcot?
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
That's a great ride. That's one of my favorites, too. I love Ratatouille.
Okay. Ava?
Hello.
You see
me? My name is Ada, and my most magical time was the trumpet fairies in Epcot for the flower garden.
That's awesome. Did you have a favorite topiary?
There was Tinker and Winnie the Pooh made out of plants.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's a really like the Encanto ones too.
And the Elsa one.
And the Elsa one, yeah.
And the bell.
Yeah, the Elsa one.
My favorite one from last year was Tiana. She was just so much bigger than I thought she was going to be. And so when I saw her, I was like, because I love Tiana. She's one of my favorites. Well, that is so exciting. I loved all of y'all's magical moments. They're special.
Thank you.
Rebecca, do you have anything else to say about your trip before we go?
No, I just can't wait to go back. I think the more times we go, John would say that he liked this trip more than his last, you know, than our last trip too. Just because, you know, it wasn't as stressful. It wasn't the first time we were there trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And so the more times we go, I think we just enjoy it more.
Yeah, absolutely. And y'all's last trip, wasn't it really rainy?
Yes. Yeah. So the crowds were amazing in September, but I don't know. I mean, Ada already said, like, she would much prefer to deal with the crowds than to deal with the rain.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. You can navigate crowds. You can't control the weather.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I cannot wait to have you back on another time.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jenny.
that's a wrap on today's show. As always, thanks for listening. Make sure to visit us on Instagram at Disney Travel Tales. If you're wanting to support the show, the best and easiest way to do that is to leave a 5-star positive review on Apple Podcasts. It's so easy and means the world to me. Can't wait to be back next week with you. So until then, this is Jenny, and may all your Disney travel dreams come true.